Learning to Gallop Like an Ostrich Horse, written by Devil in the Details and read by Kaber. This is an Avatar The Last Airbender fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It is in the point of view of Suki, and is additionally tagged with Kyoshi Island, drama, friendship, and action/adventure. Summary. In which Suki learns to gallop like an ostrich horse. Suki's life turns a corner, though she is too young to realize it, the first time her mother takes her to burn incense at Avatar Kyoshi's temple. The first time her mother spins like silk for her, the story of how Avatar Kyoshi, in a feat of unparalleled earthbending, divided their land that had once been a peninsula of the Earth Kingdom proper into an independent island when Chin the Conqueror sought to trample it under his oppressive heel. It is then that Suki vows to herself that she will train as a Kyoshi warrior, that she will protect this island and its people, as Avatar Kyoshi did so long ago. She keeps that promise every day during demanding practices that always leave her drained, learning to endure, to dodge, twist, and spin until her muscles are sore, to slash and cut with her fan until her palms and fingers are calloused, to do push-ups on the dojo floor until her arms tremble like limp noodles. She wants to learn everything at once, to gobble up all the knowledge the older Kyoshi warriors can offer her, with the speed of a ravenous child, devouring sweet Namagashi and Imagawayaki at a feast, who absorb each technique faster than water seeping into fertile spring soil. Ironically, her training takes a massive stride forward when she learns to be more patient, to slow down and focus every day, every moment, every breath and heartbeat. Two, as her mentor tells her, like an ostrich horse, learn to walk before she gallops. The advice sticks in her mind like glutinous rice, echoing between her ears like a gonging temple bell ringing out across the misted horizon, reminding her, you just keep moving on to the next element, and you try not to think back. Suki, now leader of the Kyoshi warriors, abides by that adage when her village burns. When she and her Kyoshi warriors enter the broader fray of the struggle to free the Earth Kingdom from the Fire Nation. When she is captured and imprisoned in the Fire Nation prison, from which it is most impossible to escape because the Fire Nation can identify her as a strong leader who must be broken, must be contained. She focuses on her next step, her next movement, does not indulge in too many maudlin memories of the village she watched the Fire Nation burn, the village she chose to leave behind for a larger purpose, a wider, more encompassing fight, looks ahead to the future with calm and courage, does not get distracted by the past that has the power to crush her like a boulder. The end.